In our headlines, Liquefied Petroleum Gas Marketers Association directs its members to cease loading from two industry giants, Blue Ocean and Sega Petroleum, from Monday over moves to become direct suppliers of the products to consumers. Meanwhile, LPG marketers assure the planned action will not result in shortage of products on the market. Also in this bulletin, Energy Advocacy Group Center for Environmental Management and Sustainable Energy doubts government's ability to fund subsidy for premix fuel from 2026 due to rising costs. Plus, in our journal today, we will tell you how a senior high school graduate inspired others with his shoe washing trade to escape unemployment. We have details of this and more lined up for you. Please stay. The Joy Business Report is brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. I am Pius Kojo Baka. To our stories, LPG marketers have directed their members to stop loading products from two of industry giant Blue Ocean and Sega Petroleum from Monday. This directive was contained in a letter to members and tanker drivers seen by Joy Business. George Yaffe has more.
The move, Joy Business understands, has been influenced by these two companies now working to get into the business of direct LPG marketing to consumers under the yet-to-be-rolled-out cylinder recirculation program. These marketers think that is not fair to them. Meanwhile, the LPG marketers have however assured that development will not affect supply of products on the market. This is because they will rely on other bulk oil distributors for their product. The LPG marketers, in a letter seen by Joy Business, has also directed the Gas Tanker Association not to load from Sake Petroleum at the Quantum Terminal in Blue Ocean in Tema for Monday, August 12, 2024. The association has asked its members also not to honor any invitation to load from these depots in Tema. It is not clear for now whether this is part of a series of measures that they are adopting to register their protest over how the cylinder recirculation program is being implemented by the National Petroleum Authority.
George Yaffe there. Meanwhile, LPG marketers have assured that the planned action will not result in shortage of products on the market. Now, Energy Advocacy Group Center for Environmental Management and Sustainable Energy is doubting government's ability to continue funding subsidies on premix fuel for fishing communities across the country. According to the executive director of the group, Benjamin Insian, this is likely to cause fish production to fall as many fishing communities are financially challenged to take care of the full cost of premix fuel. His comment follows a research which indicates that the amount used to subsidize the product keeps rising each year.
Some say we think that there's no enough fund to manage or to pay for these subsidies by 2026. As we speak, we spent 800 million Ghana cedis in 2023. In 2024, we are likely to spend more than 800 million Ghana cedis. And by 2026, based on the census report, we are likely to spend over 1 billion Ghana cedis to fund this particular project. We think that the more subsidy program balloons, the more government's inability to fund it. And that is going to affect government because government will have to look for other sources of revenue to support this particular subsidy.
Benjamin Insian is the executive director for the Center for Environmental Management and Sustainable Energy. Government has been urged to scrutinize the operations of state-owned enterprises to prevent procurement infractions. Speaking at the 13th Ghana Economic Forum organized by the Business and Financial Times, business leader and chief executive officer of EK Brand Consult, Elom Foley, said this is imperative for government to mobilize funds for other infrastructural development.
I am of the opinion that really the keys to us having successful SOEs is transparency, accountability, and of course, meritocracy when it comes to promotion within that space. But looking at the future, I believe there has to be a bit of a shift. So maybe the government has to start looking at the role it can play. I believe that when it comes to management, the government's at a disadvantage because of all the natural things working against it, whether it's cronyism and all of that. So the government should probably focus more on financing the big, maybe even the Fortune 100, Fortune 500 of Ghana.
Elom Foley is a business leader and also the chief executive officer of EK Brand Consult. And to some other stories, investors seeking to venture into agribusiness have been advised to thoroughly research and understand which crops thrive in specific regions before engaging in crop production in Ghana. Speaking on the first edition of the Joy Business Masterclass Agribusiness 13-week series program, chief executive officer of Count on Crops, Enyonam Manye, emphasized that taking precaution can protect investment and help avoid future legal issues.
Our climate is good. All that you need to know is that be able to study which region grows what. So before you go into agribusiness or agriculture, know what is best for Volta region and you'll be able to grow something that works there. So for the Ayenswan, the man told me, you can't do cashew here. It will not do well. So before you rent a land or buy a land in a particular region, make sure you ask questions. Does this do well here? And even back it up with soil testing like you mentioned.
You don't want to miss the Joy Business Masterclass Agribusiness Series, a 13-week program airing every Wednesday at 1:30 p.m. here on Joy 99.7 FM. Now, leading digital payments and services company Network International has expressed its commitment to champion innovations in the Ghanaian digital payment sector. With a clientele base of over 250, the company serves financial institutions with cutting-edge technology which enables seamless digital payments. Speaking at a soiree to introduce an enhanced digital payment system, Network One, which will offer faster and secure transactions, Country Director for Ghana, Perry Adokwe, noted that Network International will continue to invest in secured and robust systems to boost digital payments.
It is a new payment system that we are launching. We actually have customers already in it operating from Dubai, but like you heard, we are now local. So we have an equivalent of that system in Ghana. But what we have now is a system that we have in Cairo. So the state of that new, better system is in Dubai, and that is what we are trying to bring to Ghana. So very soon, we'll be local. The banks will have a chance to actually use that new system in Ghana as well. The whole event is to showcase the products that we have both in Ghana and also to showcase what we have in other 50 countries. We have over 270 banks having several use cases. So it's to try to more or less like bring all the use cases in a crude way into one.
Perry Adokwe is the Country Director for Ghana and Regional Director for Liberia, Sierra Leone and Gambia. You're still listening to the Joy Business Report. His inspiration was to become a professional footballer, but this turned into a mirage after suffering a shoulder injury. 24-year-old Stephen Ichampong, unperturbed but resolved not to become a burden on his family after only completing his secondary education, is now making a living out of shoe washing in the Ashanti regional capital, Kumasi. Emmanuel Bright-Kweku caught up with the SHS graduate who is raking in profits from what some have described as a basic home chore to escape Ghana's unemployment situation plaguing the youth.
With a basin of water, soap, and his brush, Stephen makes a livelihood out of a chore one would deem a personal task to keep clean, shoe washing. This has been his daily source of income after graduating with a high school certificate.
I used to help someone sell sneakers. When the market became slow, I decided to focus on shoe washing as a business.
Stephen Ichampong, 24 years old, had dreams of becoming a professional footballer, but this was truncated after suffering a shoulder injury in 2017. In this vicissitude of life, he resolved not to succumb, but make the best out of his situation.
I used to play football when I completed school. I stopped after suffering a shoulder injury.
As the eldest of three siblings, his mother was questioned for not allowing him focus on continuing his education to a higher level. People asked why I didn't allow him further his education. Because he was obsessed with football, I couldn't do anything about it. I'm glad at what he's doing now. Stephen now plies his trade along the cramped veranda of his mother's house at Bantama, a suburb of Kumasi. At his mini shoe shop, he sells these varieties of pre-owned sneakers and Crocs neatly cleaned. Social media has come in as a handy advertising tool for him. Each morning, Stephen finds himself hooked on TikTok to attract more customers while he inspires others.
There is one lady.
There was a lady who told me she was inspired by what I do and would love for me to help her establish one in Accra.
Air Force Jordan named the first sneakers.
The Ghana Statistical Service reports about 1.9 million youth in Ghana are neither in school, employed, nor in training. But this unemployment situation walloping the youth in the country, Stephen is committed to his craft despite being belittled.
Some girls were teasing me initially, but I'm not perturbed. I know what I want to achieve.
He should be focused on what he loves. He should save the proceeds from it for the future. I may be willing to support him, but he must save some cash. With his gaze fixed on a happy ending, Stephen anticipates a better future from his trade while he inspires others to make enough from the little they have. For Joy News, my name is Emmanuel Bright Quickly.
Business general note, that's it for the Joy Business Report, brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. Quickly to some Ecobank ELPM, I should say, every day people face different emergencies, police emergency, fire emergency, medical emergency, you name it. But many Ghanaians don't know their emergency numbers. Well, here's one you'd want to remember, *770#. Yes, *770# is the new Ecobank money emergency number. *770# gives you instant access to loans, fund transfers, utility payments, airtime and data purchases, and so much more even without data. There's no need to panic in any money emergency situation. Dial *770#. Ecobank will always come to your rescue. And if you dial *770# now, your solutions for all your money emergencies will be catered for. Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank. I am Pius Kojo Bakadu. Have a lovely weekend. Game Plan is next.